Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. This morning, a well-hydrated Marco Rubio joked about his parched reach for an off-camera water bottle during his response to the State of the Union speech last night. Here he was on Good Morning America.
You know, I mean, I needed water. What am I going to do? You know, it happens. God has a funny way of reminding us we're human.
But Twitter last night exploded with humorous responses to what Politico calls the aqua lunge. So did Rubio, this week dubbed the Republican savior by Time magazine, but reduced to a punchline today, hurt his chances if he runs for president in 2016. And did President Obama help or hurt the Democrats? Joining us on the line is Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News. And Rick, what happened to Marco Rubio last night?
He got thirsty. I think it's pretty obvious. I think Marco Rubio had a very bad moment in his debut. But I also think his response to it and his team's response to it shows why he is as good as he is and as savvy as he is. You're going to make mistakes in this world. They immediately, though, tweeted a picture of the offending water bottle. And if you saw that interview on Good Morning America, he lunged off camera to do it again. I wouldn't be surprised if he'll be on Saturday Night Live chugging water before we know it. They're owning this. Rather than running from it, rather than fighting back the storyline and saying it takes away from it, they realize this is the modern media environment. This is how it works. And rather than trying to fight it, lean into it. Laugh with people rather than and try to stop their laughter. I think it's a very savvy response. Clearly, this is going to be a major thing. I would not be surprised if we're going to see this water bottle pop up with him in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, or Manchester, New Hampshire before very long.
So a liberal pundit, Paul Waldman, wrote on Salon that Rubio embarrassed himself, not because of the water bottle, but because he distorted the president's record so much. But Rubio did have his moments, like when he bashed Obama for hurting the middle class.
The tax increases and the deficit spending you propose will hurt middle-class families. It will cost them their raises. It will cost them their benefits. It may even cost some of them their jobs. And it will hurt seniors because it does nothing to save Medicare and Social Security. So, Mr. President, I don't oppose your plans because I want to protect the rich. I oppose your plans because I want to protect my neighbors.
Rick, you had immediate thought about that.
Oh, I think his biography is so important to the message that he put forward, and that talking about his middle class roots, his humble roots, working class roots, as the child of immigrants. I think it's an interesting combat against President Obama, whose own biography was so much a part of his political identity. He is in a lot of ways, there are a lot of parallels there. He's only 41 years old. He's a tremendous public speaker. He's now being dubbed, as you mentioned, the savior of his party, like Obama was before. It's such a great personality contrast, and it is no doubt as to why Republicans think he can be as effective an advocate as he is for their party right now.
So do you think that if we subtract out the water bottle, Republicans gained some traction last night politically?
I think it was a combative speech. I don't know that those responses have much impact anyway, but I think to the extent that the Rubio story becomes the Republican story as opposed to the Mitt Romney story, for instance, then I think that's a good thing for the Republican Party. So I think the water bottle is certainly what people are buzzing about, but to the extent that other people were tuning in for something broader and with meaning, I think Rubio has about as good a messenger as you're going to find.
So the real headliner, President Obama, you know, just as he did in his inaugural speech, he really focused on a progressive agenda, raising the minimum wage, spending more on road and bridge repair, especially on passing gun control. And we have a piece of tape here that suggests that his strategy seems to be to embarrass Congress for its inaction.
Gabby Giffords deserves a vote. The families of Newtown deserve a vote. The families of Aurora deserve a vote.
Now, we saw Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid mouth the words good job to the president as he left the hall, but Reid didn't look thrilled as he was doing that.
Well, of course, he's among the people that doesn't exactly want to vote on all the gun control measures that we're talking about. That was the emotional heart of the speech, though. There was a lot of laundry list of economic proposals and a good, robust, progressive agenda when it comes to jobs and the economy. But this is when the president hit the stride, and you saw the public speaker that he is, when he's talking about guns and drawing on the emotion of that room, the emotion of the nation. That was the president at his most soaring, at his biggest, at his best, and I think most effective. That's the takeaway that you'll have from the president's speech last night, that moment where he seemed to just capture the energy of the room, of a nation that is looking to address some of the big problems that have emerged in recent months.
Do you think we come out of last night with any more of a sense of compromise than there hasn't been in past months?
No, I don't think that was a theme last night, and I don't think there was much there for Republicans to feel like, hey, I can meet the president halfway on that one. Some talk of that, but not much. Mostly this is about energizing the folks outside the room, the folks who reelected President Obama against all odds a few months ago, get them engaged in the process. And lawmakers were listening, and they have a sense of the emotion that surrounds this gun issue in particular, the immigration issue as well, and to a lesser extent the economic issues. So I don't think the president is going to win by convincing Republicans to go along. He's going to win by convincing Republicans they don't have a choice because of this new political dynamic that he's tapping into.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.